That fool of a fairy, Lucinda, did not intend to lay a curse on me. She meant to bestow a gift. When I cried inconsolably through my first hour of life, my tears were her inspiration. Shaking her head sympathetically at Mother, the fairy touched my nose.
My gift is obedience. Ella will always be obedient. Now stop crying, child.
I stopped.
Ella Enchanted by Gail Levine.
Father was away on a trading expedition as usual, but our cook, Mandy, was there. She and Mother were horrified, but no matter how they explained it to Lucinda, they couldn't make her understand the terrible thing she'd done to me. She wouldn't undo the curse. My first awareness of it came on my 5th birthday. I seem to remember the day perfectly, perhaps because Mandy told the tale so often.
For your birthday,
she'd start.
I baked a beautiful cake, 6 layers.
Bertha, our head maid, had sewn a special gown for me.
Blue as midnight with a white sash. You were small for your age, even then. And you looked like a china doll, with a white ribbon in your black hair and your cheeks red from excitement.
In the middle of the table was a vase filled with flowers that Nathan, our manservant, had picked. We all sat around the table. Father was away again. I was thrilled. I had watched Mandy bake the cake and Bertha sew the gown and Nathan pick the flowers. Mandy cut the cake. When she handed me my piece, she said without thinking,
"Eat."
The first bite was delicious. I finished the slice happily. When it was gone, no one gave me more, but I knew I had to keep eating. I moved my fork into the cake itself.
Ella, what are you doing?
Mother said.
Little piggy.
Mandy laughed.
It's her birthday, lady. Let her have as much as she wants.
She put another slice on my plate. I felt sick. Frightened. Why couldn't I stop eating? Swallowing was a struggle. Each bite weighed on my tongue and felt like a sticky mass of glue as I fought to get it down. I started crying while I ate. Mother realized first.
Stop eating, Ella,
she commanded. I stopped. Anyone can control me with an order. It had to be a direct command, such as,
put on a shawl,
or,
you must go to bed now.
A wish or request had no effect. I was free to ignore.
I wish you would put on a shawl.
Or,
why don't you go to bed now?
But against an order, I was powerless. If someone told me to hop on 1 foot for a day and a half, I'd have to do it. And hopping on 1 foot wasn't the worst order I could be given. If you commanded me to cut off my own head, I'd have to do it. I was in danger at every moment. As I grew older, I learned to delay my obedience, but each moment cost me dear and breathless, nausea, dizziness, and other complaints. I could never hold out for long. Even a few minutes were a desperate struggle. Soon, Mother became sick. Mandy made a special soup with unicorn tails, said to heal any sickness. I ate the tails, but when Mandy left, Mother picked out the unicorn tails and drank only the soup. If she'd have known about the unicorn tails, Mother wouldn't have died. Father found a new wife, Dame Olga, and she was a nice, rich, snobby lady with 2 sassy daughters. Ella's new stepsisters, Hattie and Olive, soon found out about my curse. Hattie ordered me to do many things, like scrub her feet and give Hattie my jewels. We went to a ball one evening with a handsome prince, Prince Charmant. Everyone fell in love with him, especially Hattie and Olive. They wanted him so badly, they told the king, who wanted Prince Charmant to be killed, about my curse. Prince Charmant fell in love with me. The king noticed that too. He ordered me to kill Prince Charmant when he proposed to me at the ball that evening. I was dreading it. I debated to even go to the ball, but I knew I had to. So I went, and when he whisked me away to the Hall of Mirrors, I started crying. He got down on one knee, and I was still crying, holding a dagger behind my back. Does Prince Charmant die that evening, or do they live happily ever after? Find out in Gail Levine's magic page-turning book, Ella Enchanted, where fairies are real and where giants walk the lands. Featuring Alina Levinsky,
Oyun Levinsky,
Julie Fahori,
Rania Moin,
Andrew Levinsky,
Laura Levinsky,
and Mason Rodriguez.